Good morning and welcome to day 10 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you on this Saturday morning. I hope maybe you have slept in this morning. I hope that I have as well. Just a reminder that we will not have a video premiering tomorrow morning, at least not one of these videos. We're taking the Sundays during Lent off, but do invite you to worship, whether that's with us online or in your worshiping community, wherever you are. That's just our rhythm for these 40 days through Lent. Today's topic from this Being Challenge that Pastor Zach Zender has written is Community in a Digital World. And Pastor Zach expresses a real concern about a lack of community that can be developed in a digital world. And while I agree with him that being online, being seeing each other through a screen is not the same as being gathered together in person, I think it's much better than not being gathered at all. And yes, I see the irony of critiquing people spending time looking at screens when I have sent this video to you to be looked at on your screen. And so I do think there is good that can come from us looking at screens. It allows us to gather even when we are separated by time and by distance. It's not the same as being gathered together in person. But I think if we learned anything through the pandemic, that and Pastor Zach doesn't really mention that in today's reflection, it is that there is some good that can come from us being separated physically at times. Sometimes it's the safest thing for us to do. And without screens, without technology, without the digital world, when COVID hit, we would not have been able to gather at all for worship. But because of this technology, because of the screens that each of us watches and maybe spends too much time with, we were able to continue to worship together, even though we weren't in the same space. We were able to see one another, to be gathered in a way during that time. I have deep concerns about, can it replace the intimacy that we get when we are in the same space? But I am grateful and give thanks for this technology that allows us to spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, in far further than we ever would have imagined before. I think the challenge for us is when we only look to online or virtual community as being the only place or way that we can be in relationship or community with one another. And this is not a replacement for true, authentic interactions and relationships. But this can be a helpful means to share one with another, to encourage one another, to maybe even develop some keystone habits, which I think are essential, or we wouldn't be doing this being challenged together. We're at day 10. Hopefully you've been able to keep up. Hopefully you're gathered in a small group, or at least talking about what is you're reading and the challenges that you've experienced each of these days with somebody in community. Even if you aren't sitting around the same table, you're getting on the phone, you're texting, you're emailing, you're being honest with somebody, a real life person, even if you can't be in the same space. There's a lot of negative things that happen through the use of technology, and it has not been great for the development of relationships for a lot of our young people, and there's a lot of hazing and hurtful things that happen. But the same is true of any time we are gathered, unfortunately. I pray that we might find more positive, useful, life-giving, building up ways to engage our screens, and that each of us, as we do the challenge today and are honest about how much time we spend on our screens, we might do a little critique, analysis, an honest review, and maybe make some decisions about how we're spending that time. Don't beat yourself up, please. But just look at that and say, are the ways that you're utilizing your screen the most positive ways, the ways that are an encouragement to you, that build you up and encourage you to grow in relationship with God and with others. They can be a real time killer, those screens, but they can also be used to great effect as well. It's been a pleasure being on screen with you this morning, and I look forward to seeing you next week. On Monday and Tuesday, we'll do the last 2 days of the Commit to Community, and then we'll turn the page towards prayer. It's great being with you, and I'll see you soon.